good food, good drink, and good company. It's time for the Pub Songs Podcast with your host, Celtic American musician Mark Gunn. Pull up a chair, sláinte.
Don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. They were thoughtful and kind, and they invited me to drink. A lone human among hobbit kind. They bought me a half, then another, and one more, and told stories of days long gone by. The brew was strong, my glass never empty, as if time stood still and bare. But when I woke the next morning, I felt like old Smaug had been there. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. You may wonder how it all happened. Well, I'm still wondering what happened to who. I had tea, dinner, and supper. Quite full, I thought I was through. But they insisted I come to the flagon and drink to the health of new friends. But when I got there, I made more hobbit friends, and the toast seemed never to end. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. When the sun arose the next morning, and I lifted my head from my drool, there were beer mugs spilled on the tables, and hobbits lying next to their stools. A young hobbit lass grinned across the barroom and nudged each of my new hobbit friends. And then, sometime after second breakfast, we all started drinking again. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. I left Hobbiton a few days later. My head, it was swollen and sore. It felt like a dwarven anvil after a terrible war. I don't think I'll ever recover from the food, the drink, and the cheer. And I swear I'll never drink with hobbits again, at least till I see them next year. Oh, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all. No, don't go drinking with hobbits. Sure, you'll have a grand time all night long. But if you go drinking with hobbits, my friends, you may not want to wake up at all.
Welcome to the Pub Songs Podcast. My name is Mark Gunn, Celtic musician and podcaster, and I'm here with a little bit of news because I really just kind of throwing this show together because I just got back in town from Austin. I had a great show on Saturday night, and I just drove in, and I need to just get stuff out there just so you know that I'm still alive. Everything's going great, and I'm going to do a little bit. There's only two songs in this show. If you want to find out what those are, go to pubsong.com if you don't already know the names of them. A couple of my songs. Let's see. What do we got here? I thought I'd mention really quick. I was listening to an audiobook on the drive back, Lynchpin by Seth Godin. Seth Godin, of course, is a marketer, just extraordinary marketer. I adore a lot of his writings. I have most of his books, I think. But it kind of struck home as I was listening to it because last night my dad was watching this program about, I think it was Dateline, and they were talking about how some folks in some small town, lower class Caucasians were basically, you know, lost their jobs because of, you know, the financial troubles and such. And it seemed to ring home to me as I was listening to The Linchpin, too, because The Linchpin is the whole concept. It goes back to what I do as an independent musician. I know not everyone, not every job, not every career out there is like a musician where you can do something that you absolutely love doing. And I've turned my entire career built around that. I don't make a lot of money, I'll tell that right up front. But I do make a decent living right now, and I can take care of all the things that I need to do. We'll see what happens when I have a daughter. But nevertheless, it's a career that I absolutely adore and love. The show last night struck me as kind of odd, I guess, because the guys are, you know, well, they have this profile, this guy who was doing all these small jobs, you know, 10, 12 jobs in the past couple years, and he's you know, losing hope, and I'm thinking, what's the problem here? There's something else at issue, and Seth was talking about it, you know, the American dream, the quote unquote American dream that has infiltrated our society in the past past century, really. It's changed. Once upon a time, it was about owning your own home and taking care of yourself, your business, your family, and such in a completely different manner than it is now. Now it's been taken over. He mentions the Industrial Revolution and the systematized the Ford, you know, creating these standardized things that it's caused. TT's having fun. It's caused a complete collapse of the infrastructure. Now we got, you know, all the news and the news media and television. These things are falling to pieces because the internet's come along, and it's no longer as conformist, and things have changed. So what does that mean to these people? What does that mean to you? What does that mean to me? I can't really speak for anyone aside from myself, but in my mind, it means you change. It's time to make a change and in your own life, and to do something exciting that's different, that is innovative, that is not part of the machine that is out there, and it's something you can do. I don't know what that is. Again, sometimes there are certain professions which they work better in that sort of environment. You know, I can immediately come to mind as computer repair. There's such a flood of computer techs out there, or computer programming. There's such a flood of these things that, you know, in order to stand out, you really have to be exceptional. And now that's part of the challenge, is being exceptional at what you do. And that takes place in my own life, too. I look at a lot of the music that I've recorded, and I want something that is exceptional. I can't say that everything I've done has been absolutely exceptional. I try to do my best, but, you know, sometimes you fall short. I'm hoping that my newest CD, Kilted for a Pleasure, will be exceptional in your mind. And I'm hoping, you know, all my other CDs are exceptional to you, better than average. If it's, you know, on a scale of, as I talked about a few weeks back, a scale of 1 to 5 and 2 being, in my mind, average, you know, I'd like it to be a 3 or a 4, even better. Do I have any 5s out there? I don't know. That's ultimately up to, in the ear of the beholder, let's say, because, you know, each person is different. And so I guess that's ultimately my challenge to you, is if you are doing what you love in life, I commend you. I want to congratulate you a lot. But if you are not doing what you love, and you're doing the 9-to-5 job because you think you have to, that's what I thought when I graduated from college. Think again. You don't necessarily have to. You can do something exceptional. And it might not be a great moneymaker, and I know that's a big temptation you want to follow the money. I know, especially when you have a family coming. I want to make as much money as I possibly can so I can take care of my daughter and whatnot. But, you know, sometimes it's even better to do something exceptional, to stand out, whatever that may be. And, you know, if you have a business or something that you think already is exceptional, I want you to go to the show notes at pubsong.com and post it. Post a link to your website. I want to know about it. I want to share it with other people. I'll see about making a nice list for next week's show. And so let me know. I want to hear about it. Tell me what you're doing. Tell me why what you love and what you don't love, whether it's about, you know, about you. Or, you know, if you have some stuff about music, great. Tell me about you. What have you been doing that's really special and that has changed lives, that has influenced people, that could influence me? I want to know. So that's your challenge for this week. I just have one little bit of news for you Irish and Celtic music podcast listeners. I will be updating the feed very soon. I'm moving all of the audio files to my old server, and so consequently, you're going to get a bunch of downloads of past episodes if your podcatcher automatically downloads old past episodes. So just as an FYI, so expect it. The first show that I'm going to post, hopefully this week, will say the same thing, but I just wanted to put up that heads up. One final note is that I will be performing in New Orleans at Fairgrinds Cafe this Friday, so come on out and join me. And I guess that's about all I have for now. I'll have more next week when I have a little bit more time to throw something together, including Firefly drinking songs information. Stay tuned for that. That's going to be really cool. That CD might actually come together. Bum, bum, bum. Coming soon to you next week. I'm going to play one more track, and then I'm going to let you go. I hope you have a great week, and I'll have, again, news and information next week. You can find out more about me at markgun.com, or just head on over to pubsong.com. I'll talk to you soon. Sláinte.
Of all the money that here I had, I've spent it in good company, and of all the harm that e'er I've done, alas, was done to none but me. And all I've done for want of wit, two memories now I cannot recall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. Of all the comrades that e'er I had, they're sorry for my going away. And of all the sweethearts that e'er I had, they wish me one more day to stay. But since it falls until my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all. Oh, if I had money enough to spend, and leisure time to sit a while, there is a fair maid in this town that surely has my heart beguiled. Her rosy cheeks and ruby lips, she alone has my heart in thrall. So fill to me the parting glass. Good night and joy be with you all. But since it falls unto my lot that I should rise while you should not, I will gently rise, and I'll softly call. Good night and joy be with you all.
The Pulp Songs Podcast is produced by Mark Gunn, Celtic Music, the Traditional and the Twisted. Post your feedback on the website at pubsong.com. And as always, please support the independent musicians who support this podcast. Buy their CDs and tell them you heard them at pubsong.com. Sláinte.
Have you heard about the 2018 study that showed half of prenatal vitamins tested had unacceptable levels of heavy metals? No? Well, now you have. I'm Kat, mother of three and founder of Ritual, the company making traceability the new standard in the supplement industry. I remember staring at my prenatal vitamins and finding all these things I was trying to avoid: high amounts of heavy metals, synthetic colorants, and unnecessary ingredients. So, at 4 months pregnant, I quit my job and started Ritual because I believe that all women deserve to know what they're putting in their bodies and why. I'm so proud of our prenatal vitamin. The ingredients are 100% traceable. It's third-party tested for microbes and heavy metals, and recently received the Purity Award from the Clean Label Project. You see, we trace like a mother because, let's be honest, no one cares quite like a mother. But don't just take my word for it. Trace for yourself with 25% off at ritual.com/prenatal.